Maestro, sorry to give you the bad news. You, of course, have heard Sam the Record Man passing away. Give me your thoughts on him, because I know you've dealt with him in the past, and you can't tell me you never shopped at Sam the Record Man.
Man, not only I shopped at Sam the Record Man, I spent so much time going through vinyl up at Sam the Record Man, and just it was always a memorable occasion, you know. And I remember, you know, see my records there at Sam the Record Man. Just what it meant. It was like a destination for me, like something that I accomplished to see my records actually sitting right there in the stands, you know, at Sam the Record Man store, at the shelves of Sam the Record Man. And, you know, I remember talking to him at the Junos. I think this was like 98, 99. I said, one day I want to have like a billboard up there. That was one of the things. He goes, okay, Marshall, we'll see what we can do. That's what he told me.
What do you think, iconically, for him, when it comes to the music industry, do you think he was one of those people who really helped push Canadian music out there for the rest of the world?
Well, I can only speak for me personally. He embraced me, and he embraced music. He embraced change. He embraced Canada, you know, and then based on the city of Toronto and artists coming out of Toronto. That much I can say, definitely. Just for the fact that, you know, growing up, you know, you see other artists' records on the shelves, you know, you see other types of music, whatever like that. But when hip-hop came in, just the transition it made, the impact it made in Toronto especially, and to have, you know, to see Symphony Effect on the shelves of at the Sam Record Man, that meant a lot to me, to go into the rap section at Sam Record Man. I mean, that's something that I couldn't see in the early 80s or whatever like that, but to make that transition and to see that happen and to see how you embraced up-and-coming talent meant a lot to me, so. Respect.
Did you ever, I'm just curious, did you ever perform in his store?
I never performed in his store, but I think I was there at the cutting of, it was a ribbon they were cutting for, it was like an anniversary or something like that. I was there years ago. It was like one of the anniversaries that I was there, but I don't think I remember performing there. I just remember taking photos there. I remember signing a couple of autographs or what have you, but you know, besides me being there for me, myself as an artist, you know, I spent a lot of time being there as a music lover, you know.
And let me jump in there. Go back again, what you talked about earlier, and I want you to go back again one more time on what it was like for you growing up in Toronto and going to Sam the Record Man.
I mean, just seeing the store, just seeing the lights from outside said something. It was like, wow. It was like an event. it was an experience. Going to Sam the Record Man, it's not like you're just going to go buy records. It's like an experience. Wow. Going in there, something, you know, and I mean, I really thank him for that, and he was definitely a staple in the Maple, as I like to say, you know. So,
and go back one more time again when you talked about the first time when you saw your music up in his store. What was that like?
It was like I reached a destination. That was a major accomplishment, because, you know, as a kid growing up in Toronto, you know, you buy other people's records, you see other people's records on shelves, but to see your record right there, and you're born and raised in Toronto, and it's hip hop. In this store right here, downtown Toronto, that was a monumental experience for me, man. And just the way he embraced, just the way Sam embraced up-and-coming artists, you know, that meant a lot to me. So, enough respect and rest in peace, my man.
And one last question. How do you think Sam the Record Man will be remembered?
As a staple in the Maple, as somebody who made impact, you know. He didn't just pass through, he made impact. And that impact's going to last a long time, forever, man. So he's a part of Toronto.
Fantastic.
My friend, thank you so much. We're going to do the interview about your music this week, and I promise you that we'll get through that, because I was dealing with UFC last week and TIFF before
on,
that.
Man.
But we will do it. I promise you that.
Yo, Rudy, listen, my music is timeless, man. You know what I mean? So
I know.
We get it when we can, you know?
But I promise you we'll do it this week. That is a promise.
Okay,
you know I don't break my promises.
We make it happen, son. Okay, bless up.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.